Kula, this is the kind of game you wanted before districts, isn't it? Even though you didn't win.
Yeah, absolutely, Jack. I said this, you know, and I mean, I listened to Tony's comments last week with, you know, playing Escanaba, and I told the girls the same thing. I said, this is what makes you better. You know, there's other teams, there's lesser teams that you could play, you know, put up 25 runs, you know, 20 runs or whatever. You know, that just makes the parents happy. It doesn't make the coaches happy. And good teams like Gladstones and the Escanabas of the world make you think. You know, they put the ball in play. They do situations. They play fundamentally sound. You know, that's what softball is supposed to be.
How do you feel your girls are setting going into districts with a possible matchup again with Bark River Harris?
Well, I was just getting a text, and it looks like it's going to be Stevenson.
Okay.
But, you know, it's a little weird because you don't take an appointment lightly, but I had to be here today, so I got the field ready. But anyway, so it's looking like Stevenson, but you know what? One game at a time. You know, then they got to play North Dickinson at the next game, and, you know, could see a showdown at 4 o'clock Central, and we'll see. You know,
Do you like where your girls are right now? I mean, they've had a nice year.
Oh, exactly. You know, we started out, Jack, in the Dome. We were outscored 42-4. 28-0 Houghton, 14-4 Marquette. So we came a long way. You know, we didn't think we were having any pitchers. You know, and all this stuff. And, you know, everybody knows Hannah's story. And, you know, what she went through, and now she's batting and pitching. You know, I mean, it's just a remarkable story. And, you know, it just keeps on going. So I like where we're at. You know, I think we played a pretty tough schedule, and, you know, hopefully it'll pay off on Friday.
Well, Jerry, we'll see you Friday.
All right. Thanks, Jack.